Now, here's one thing that's awesome. Our God is not like us. Y'all know how we do, right? Now, you don't do this. Mm-hmm. I just do this. Y'all don't do this. I do this. Nobody in here do that because you love me. You love you some Jesus. Sometimes when you hurt me, I don't want to love you.
Mercy, Lord.
Sometimes mercy, when you Lord. Misuse me, I have nightmares about you. I wrestle against this spirit of non-loving. Now, that's just human nature, right? But I have to yield. I have to yield. And I might remember your sinful beginnings. Now, the truth check. Is there anybody here in worship today, you remember specifics about what somebody did to you that hurt you?
Mercy, Lord.
I see some heads shaking. Yep. If we're honest with us, many of us probably do. Well, I come to tell you that, man, because of the magnitude of Jesus' love for you, you need to just let him go.
Amen.
Cast them as far as the east is from the west, because you need to forgive them. Why? Because Jesus forgives you. Amen. Well, let's look at this thing here. Let's look at this. I just want to show you a few things here. Said, look. Sin, he knows our sinful beginnings. So first, sin is the fulfillment of our selfish desires. Next thing we need to say is sin is disobedience against God. He says a commandment. Amen. When God gives a commandment, that's his expectation that you do. It's not negotiable. It's not an option. It's a commandment. It is greater than the law. Sin is rooted in darkness. We need to understand this. Sin is not nothing to do with the light. It is rooted in darkness. Those things from the depths of self-centeredness. The devil can't make you do anything.
My Lord.
You cannot be made to sin. You choose to sin.
Mercy, Lord.
Why? Because it comes from the depths of our self-centeredness. Eve did not make Adam sin.
Amen.
Adam loved Eve so much that he prided Eve because she came from him. He had pride over Eve because he was no longer alone. Y'all get that, right? Hey, I'm finally like all the animals that I got dominion over. That wasn't enough for Adam. He said, what? I gotta have somebody like everybody else. So see, this thing started to unravel before they ate of the tree of fruit. Adam said, I gotta have somebody like somebody else. Mm-hmm. And God honored that. He loved him, love he gave him. Sin is not of, I need to let you know, sin is not of the kingdom of God. It is of the world. When we sin, we are not representing Jesus the Christ. When we sin, we are not letting the light shine that the world might see Christ. When we sin, we are following after the world. And my God, today, Jesus is calling on his kingdom believers. Jesus is calling on those who surrendered their life to him to stop following the world and to follow him.
Yes. Yes.
I just got a drop of truth in her. The political system, I don't care what you believe in, is not part of the kingdom. It's part of the world. If you ever want to have a conversation, I can show you that Jesus was conservative and he was liberal.
My God.
The word is all of it. We have to ask him what to do with it and stop making our own preconceived judgment. That's why we're walking through this thing and there's so much hatred going around. That's why we're walking through this thing and the body of Christ is so divided because there's some sin up in here that is causing us to see the wrong thing. But Jesus already knows about it.
My God.
You don't believe me? Look at Exodus 20. The commandments of God, the Ten Commandments that God gave, he said some things. And if we were to look at the commandments today, before we even get to a greater commandment I gave you, we would see that there's a whole lot of violation going on.
My Lord.
We look at the word in Proverbs 16 to 15, say six things of God, hey, seventh in the Bible. There's a whole lot of sinning going on.
Mercy, Lord.
And I don't want nobody in this worship spirit to point the finger at nobody. The minute you start pointing a finger and start thinking you better than them, you commit to sin.
Amen.
Somebody said once, I heard somebody say, what? When you point your finger at somebody, don't forget you got three coming back at you.
My Lord.
They even went so far to say it's one for the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I ain't going there. But when you point one, you got three coming back. So God knows. God knows. He understands. He's a witness to our sinful beginnings. And so the second thing we understand, love in spite of our beginnings. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus the Christ, our Savior, loved us in spite of our beginnings. How do I know? Look at the word. John 15, it says what? In chapters, in verses 14 and 15, look what he says. He said, ye are my friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things I've made, what? That I heard of my Father, I've made known. I love you so much, I've told you everything my daddy taught me. I love you so much, I've given you everything the Father gave me. I loved you so much, I wanted you to know how anointed you are, how powerful you are, how wonderful you are, how much I love you, and what I'm going to do for you. Yes. I've told you everything. I even prayed for you.
Yes.
You don't have to stop there. If you go to John, the 8th chapter, John 8, 21 through 24, he tells us some things in there. He said, look, Jesus said to him, I go my way and ye shall seek me and shall die in your sins. Whether I go, ye cannot come. Then they said to the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he said, whether I go, you cannot come. They start to hypothesize and they start to have perceptions and different things. He said it to them. Ye are from beneath. I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. This is a prophetic word for us. We are not of this world once we've accepted Jesus. I'm no longer on earth, y'all. I'm no longer living in Elgin, y'all. I'm no longer bound by the things down here. I'm bound by the things of the kingdom. I'm bound by Lord Jesus Christ and his spirit. So I don't have to act the way they act here on earth.
Yes, Lord.
I said, therefore, unto you that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. So for those who don't believe in Jesus the Christ, they're going to die in their sin. They're going to die in a worldly place, and then they're going to be sent to a place of torment in hell. But those of us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are not of this world any longer. We got a home in heaven, I don't have to act like it. I don't have to talk like it. I don't have to think like it. Because I think on things from above. And because I think on things from above, we learned it in Sunday school, I can love my enemy. Because I think from above, I don't have to act like them and criticize them. Because I think like things from above, I don't have to talk about. I don't have to hate. I don't have to doubt. I can walk in stores and they'll take my check because the name is on it. The name of victory is on me. And whatever I need, my God shall supply.
Yes.
Oh, you don't have to stop there. I want you to understand the magnitude of God's love. If you go to 1 John, in the first chapter, just in verses 6 to 10, he said, look, and to knowledge, 1 John, not Peter, excuse me, I'm sorry, I turned to the wrong page. There I go. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, what? Look at this. He said, what? If ye say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Uh-oh, when you talk about that you love you some Jesus, but you talking about somebody and you ridiculing somebody, you ain't walking in the truth. Not saying you ain't saved, but you ain't walking in the truth because that's not what God told us to do. We need to stop talking about some stuff and just do what God said. But if you walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Uh-oh, we talk about the light. Let me tell you, the magnitude of the light, because Jesus is the light, is brighter than anything. And if you walk in submission to him and surrender to him, your light is so bright, everybody got to see it. Your light shine before men and they see your good work, they will know not to come to you with some mess. They will say, we got to go around them. I got to pass that house. I got to pass that person standing in line. Because guess what? They don't want to hear it. Your light will shine, that people who might be doing anything, they're going to talk about the love of Jesus. I got a testimony. I talked to two people yesterday in the grocery store, and we talked about Christ, and they left the other stuff alone, and they just got to having conversations about all the other stuff.
My Lord.
My light shineth, I ain't got time for that. My light shineth, it's about salvation. I want you to know the love of Jesus is greater because I'm not of this world.
Yeah.
That's what he says. That's what he says. But what? If you say that you have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Adam deceived himself by thinking there was a problem. No, we deceive. The truth is not in us. But here come the good news. Here come the good news. Here come the good news. But if you confess your sins, look at God.
Yes.
The magnitude of his love for you said he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us. To cleanse us. So guess what?
My
he
God.
Don't want to make
my
you
God.
A liar. So God said, my people who are called by my name, what? If we humble ourselves, guess what? He will forgive us and cleanse us. God will forgive
yes.
us because he don't
yes.
want to be a liar.
He can't lie, y'all.
He can't lie. If you don't believe that, go to John 3, 1 through 11, and you can read this online. It says, he talks about God's great love. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we what should be called what? The sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not because it knew him not. It said, beloved, now we are what? The sons of God. And it does not appear that we what? Shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, but we shall see him as he is. And then you can go and read the rest of it. I can't read all of it because we just don't have time to go read. It said, whosoever in verse 9 is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's what? Born of God. Do you really want to know something? Because God is in you, you really can't sin. Now, you can be tempted to declare some things, but you need to not let those declarations be. You need to let the Son that's in the side of you have first priority. And he puts out all the other stuff. And then if you want to just go down to verse 22 and 24 through 24 and read that when you get home and when you got a chance and say, look, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Uh-oh, it goes back to what we're talking about, John. Love, this is the greater command I give you, that what? Ye love one another, what? As I have loved you.
Yes.
He that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abides in us by the spirit in which what he has given us. He's not given us a spirit of fear, a spirit of doubt. He's given us a spirit of love and of forgiveness and a light that will shine through. And if you don't believe it, just let me tell you how Moses understood it. If you go and read Exodus 32 through 33, we got to understand Moses had been up with God. He was before God. He had received the commandments. But then guess what? Moses got a little weary because the people of God were doing some crazy stuff while what? Moses was up on the mountain. And Moses was feeling himself. Moses was having some doubt. He said, God, I just got to feel your presence. He said, oh, God, I, you know, if you really want me to do, oh, God, just show me. I need to see you. God said, Moses, wait a minute. Look at what God did. He loved Moses so much, just like he loved him. He said, Moses, I cannot let you see my face. If you see my face, you're going to die. But, oh, Moses, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you go into this little rock cliff, and my glory is going to go before you. My glory is going to go before you. But, oh, Moses, because you've asked and because I love you so much, I'm going to give you a glimpse. I'm going to take my hand and cover your eye. And after I pass by, I'm going to let you see my backside. That's all you need, Moses. Just see my backside. And that'll be enough.
We need
to understand something. We want to see his face. That's to come. But right now, his spirit lives within us because his spirit's in us. That's enough. We feel his glory. We sense his glory. We walk in his glory. We walk in his power because
the
spirit's on the inside. That's how much God loves you. He wants you to see. He wants you to feel. He wants you to touch. He wants you to proclaim that he is, that he is, in spite of our beginnings.
My God.
In spite of our sin, in spite of our rejection, in spite of our disobedience, love in spite of our beginnings. So what does that mean, Pastor? What does that mean? God says the magnitude of Jesus' love for you is awesome. It's right here. It's right here. It's right here. Look at what he says in 15th chapter, right? 15th chapter, verses 13 and 15, y'all. Verses 13 and 15, he just says it right there. 13 says, greater love, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Greater love. Oh yeah, you'll take a bullet for your spouse or somebody, but you won't lay down your life. There's a difference. We'll do it situationally. But today, if Christ said, just walk out, lay down, give me your life for everybody else, you want to have a discussion. You start talking like Adam. Well, God, you know, you have an individual relationship with them. I shouldn't have to lay down my life for them. I got more life to live. I got things I want to do. I got places I want to go. Oh, by the way, Lord, I got somebody to talk to that you want me to talk to. Y'all don't want to acknowledge it, but you do it every day. God said, I require your life today. It's time for you to, well, God, I got a few more things I haven't done yet. Then verse 16, he says what? Ye have not chosen me, but I chose you. Ordain you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. I'm giving you something. And because you connected to the vine, you're going to have the best fruit. Y'all know we do some gardening, right? And we had a garden, it has good fruit. Sometimes the fruit don't seem to come out right. I come to tell you, I'm just talking about my garden. I ain't talking about yours. My garden right now looks a hot mess on some plants because they just didn't bear a whole lot of fruit. But there's this little old pear, yellow pear plant, the yellow pear tomato plant that just keeps giving more fruit and more fruit and more fruit. There's another little green pepper plant that just keep giving. When all the others are withered and died, these keep going because God said, I ain't done with you yet. Do you not see my yourself God, in that? God said, you will bear good fruit because you are anchored in me. And I don't care whether there's a drought. I don't care if there's no sunshine. I don't care if there's too much rain. I don't care if there's earthquakes and pestilence. I don't care if there's disobedience and arguments. I don't care if everybody else is falling away. Because I'm in you, you will bear good fruit, and I've chosen you, so you can't deny it because I'm in you.
Yes.
So anything that you ask in the Father's name, he will give it to you. You want more peace? He'll give it to you. You want more joy? He'll give it to you. You want more hope? He'll give it to you. You want more strength? He'll give it to you. You don't have to stop
God.
The word is
My
just
God.
Full of this stuff. It's full of God's promises. If you go to Romans 5 and go to verses 19 to 21, say, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so the obedience of one shall be made righteous. Say what? Because of Adam, all sin, but because of obedience, because Christ died for you, he showed the magnitude of his love for you that is greater, that as sin had reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Christ Jesus. Oh my God, I'm not gonna die. Yes. I got eternal life. You got eternal life. That's the awesomeness of the love that God. He said, I don't want you to die. I don't want you to beg for your forgiveness. I don't want you to apologize over and over and over. I'm just telling you, accept me and your sins will be forgiven. Accept me. You can stumble and fall. I'll still pick you up. Accept me and I'll walk before you. I'll walk behind you. I'll walk beside you. Accept me.
Thank
I'll
you,
give
Lord.
You the anointing of my spirit and power that's greater than anything you've ever had.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the man. That's how much the sun is going to shine. The sun is going to shine. The sun is going to shine if you just hold on to it. The sun is going to, it's going
Thank
to
you,
shine
Lord.
If you just hold on to it. Then look at 1 Peter. Then look at 1 Peter. 1 Peter says it good too. He says it good in chapter 4 and verse 8. And above all things, look what he said. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity, love, y'all. Love. If you love Christ, it covers a multitude of sins. Christ loved you. He covered all your sins. That's a multitude.
Yes,
a multitude
Jesus.
Top of a multitude. If you love Christ, he'll cover the multitude of someone who sins against you. If you love Christ, you will love your enemy.
Yes.
If you love Christ, you'll do good to those who despitefully use you. If you love Christ, you won't get caught up in the worldly fray. If you love Christ, say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. If you love Christ, you will be a light, and the magnitude of his love will shine brightly. you love Christ, you will shift the atmosphere. When you love Christ, you will change lives. When you love Christ, you will pray and people won't have pain. When you love Christ, you don't have money. Money shows up because they take away the balance. When you love Christ, you got more food to eat. When you love Christ, you see things around you. You see a need. And when you see a need, you meet a need. When you love Christ, you don't have to worry when it looks like you've fallen apart because God has held you together. Because your vine, your fruit will always be fruitful. Your fruit will never spoil. Your fruit will always be what God wants.
My God.
Amen.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
The magnitude. The magnitude. Two things and I'm done. We look at earthquakes and they talk about the magnitude. When they look at storms, they talk about the magnitude. This is a category 2 or category 3 or category 4. And then they make predictions and they make situations and they try to proclaim different things. They tell you that if you ever had an earthquake that's a magnitude 7 or 8, that people don't survive. But I've come to tell you that their magnitude does not compare to the magnitude of God's love. I know for a fact
that
we were in the earthquake in California of 89. And they said, there are people who could not, I remember that the Bay Bridge collapsed down on some people. And I do know that on the 7th day, they found a man still alive underneath the concrete that he knew some Jesus. He said, my God said everything would be all right. And while they were digging and what, 7 days later with no food, 7 days later with a little bit of water, they pulled him out. I understand that when they talk about the magnitude of storms, we see over and over and over how somebody lived. What, dog, cat, animal, somebody survives the magnitude. I come to tell you today that we need to understand that people who are caught in sin, people who are living in sin, they can understand that with the magnitude of God's love, they can go from death to life. The magnitude of God's love, they can go from torment to peace. With the
magnitude
of God's love, they can go from not believing to believing. And guess what? Their lives will be changed. You need to understand that in the magnitude of Jesus' love, you can speak to somebody and speak the word of God and their life will be changed. Say on, Sister Susie, you pray. She said she was in so much pain. She was crying out. To the next day, she said, look, I walked a mile and a half and I had no pain.
Lord,
that's
God.
The magnitude
God.
Of God's love. You didn't do it, but you allowed his love to do it. Somebody said, look, your check ain't no good. I'm just talking about the testimonies today. The testimonies today. God knew that there was something bigger that needed to be done to his people. So he said, look, she had talked. There was a conversation at the beginning, right? Look what God, hey, that's my sin. It's good. Y'all don't understand.
Thank you,
Jesus
Lord.
Signed the check.
Yes.
She's a manager, but Jesus signed that check. Jesus told her, look, she said, no, then she said, wait a minute, give it here. Because Jesus said, no, you didn't do what I told you to do. Here, sign that check. Do you realize God has signed your check?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Jesus.
You had a blank check. You don't have enough money to pay for your sin. I don't care whether you're a millionaire or not. You got don't have enough. You can't do enough good to pay for your sins. Jesus signed your check.
Jesus.
He signed your name in his blood and guaranteed it forever. Mm. The magnitude.
Jesus.
The magnitude. The magnitude. The magnitude of Jesus' love. So today, if you heard anything, you know the magnitude of God's love. He loves you so much. So when the enemy comes after you and the serpent is crawling along the ground and he's saying, look, you know, if you people are saying stuff, I don't care what they're saying. I don't care that they don't understand what they're saying. I don't care if they want to protest. I don't care if they don't want to protest. I don't care what the world is doing. What I want to know and what I have to do is know that I'm going to preach the word of God. What I have to do is stand in God's love. And if they think they're an enemy of me, that's okay. I'm still going to pray. If you're on the same page as me, then I'm still going to pray. Because we got to understand something. God is bigger than this world. God goes beyond what the world is operating out of worldliness and not out of holiness. The world is We try to doctor it up. We try to make it up. We pull a little snippet over here and snippet over there, and that's what we stand on. But if you read the word of God and the spirit of God is in you, God covers all of this stuff, and some of this stuff ain't got nothing to do. You can't have a light shining and you ridiculing somebody. You can't have a light shining and you declaring race. You can't have a light shining and you acting any old kind of way to destroy it. That's not of God. That's not of this world. We can't be of the world. Magnitude of God's love is so much greater. He pays so much greater a price that we might stand. So today, will you stand with me?
In Jesus'
name. Will you stand on the word of God?
Amen.
Will you stand on the love of God? Will you understand that the power he's put in you has given you the ability to resist the temptations of the world?
Sure.
Because it's not going to stand. There comes a day in the future. It won't be Republican or Democrat. There comes a day in the future that all manner of evil and lies. Do you not see today, my beloved children, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that just as Jesus stood before Pilate, the world is standing today to cast lie after lie after lie after lie to what? To draw you away from the chosen, to draw you away from Christ. But hold on.
Yes.
The sun is going to shine in the morning.